here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth.
Huckle buddies, we love you.
Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. This is episode 696 of the Hucklebug. So it is...
It's a palindrome, like Notlob.
Just very much like Notlob. Or race car. Race car is my favorite palindrome.
Oh, well, you know, my favorite palindrome you don't like, so it's okay.
Which one? What? Notlob?
May a moody bat. May a moody baby doom a yam.
Oh no, I don't dislike you.
Oh, you said it didn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense. I don't know how one dooms a yam.
But it's so long. May a moody baby doom a yam.
Yes, it's impressive.
Somebody really had to. Somebody had no life to work on that one.
What was the madam in Panama?
Madam, I'm Adam.
But it was also like madam in Panama, I'm Adam. But I don't think that's quite right. It's madam in something, I'm Adam. There's another one that's even longer, but I don't remember how that one goes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you guys. Welcome to our Hucklebug is the point. And we're going to begin this week with a rip.
With a rip. We hate
just
it.
Just heard the news this morning. It's a sad rip, but he had a good long life. Dabney Coleman passed away.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I told Stens, he was one of those I thought we'd already lost, like in the 90s. But then,
I would have thought so also. I was
when I read it again, I thought, oh no, it just made it that much
But harder. he's been acting right up along. He was just in, I mean, if you check his IMDb, he's been doing stuff.
Okay.
Well into the 2000s, the 2010s, he was in, what's that show on, I think it's on Amazon Prime that Kevin Costner's in? Heartland? Ooh. Is it called Heartland? It's a show like that. Big Sky. It's some
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, that's it. I was going to say, it's some big cowboy movie.
Because I will not go there.
He just did a guest appearance on it. But I mean, you know, he's, you know, so
but I have to say
hopping, jumping, doing his thing.
Back in the '80s, I think it was the '80s. Uh-huh. My dad and I, you know, when you connect with your dad, it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
We loved his sitcom, short lived sitcom.
Yes. Buffalo
Bill.
Because
it was so offensive, Buffalo Bill.
That was a great show.
And I think it was the very first episode where he does Hit the Road Jack. There's like a little dream sequence where he's fired a black person and he's about to get crucified for it. And that could never show on TV now.
So
he has a dream sequence where all these black people are judging him as well they should have.
Yes.
You know, it's his fault.
Yeah.
And it's just like a video where he mimes Ray Charles doing Hit the Road
Jack. Hit the Road Jack.
And
we
laughed so hard.
There was one episode where he does begin it with a song and dance routine, but it was completely a cappella. But I remember him being, I have a very vivid memory of this. And granted, I was young. I was in middle school, but I watched this show too. But he said it was like Me and My Shadow or some song.
Yeah,
like,
but he was so offensive, and that's what made it funny. And that's why it didn't last.
Well, he was a very unlikable main character, and that was, I think, the reason.
Yeah, that's
because American audiences don't know how to
do it. But then, of course, there was 9 to 5. How can you not adore
him? He was the perfect.
Yes.
Dabney Coleman is a man who made a career of playing the exact same guy over and over and over and over again, but he played him so well.
Always made him so good.
There was nobody else in the business who could play the Dabney Coleman role the way Dabney Coleman did. He played that character in 9 to 5, but also in War Games, also in The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, God.
Well, and on Buffalo Bill, he's basically the same guy. He and also, I forgot he had other sitcoms too. He had Slap Maxwell. He had something else in the '90s. He had a sitcom as well. The one that lasted a little bit longer. I can't remember. But I mean, what a career!
And also, the exact same guy. If I may say, yeah. I thought he was kind of a looker. He was a handsome man.
All right, I can see that.
Especially when that smile came out.
Oh, I love his smile. I love his cheesy, villainous smile.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, you know what else he was in? On Golden Pond, and he did not play an asshole in that.
Oh my gosh, I have not seen that movie for 30 years at least.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
I had no idea he was in it.
He's Jane Fonda's man. Jane Fonda's husband or boyfriend or whatever he is. Doug McKeon's father, I think.
Yeah, Doug McKeon. Boy, whatever happened to him?
What did ever happen? Oh, I had such a crush on that Doug McKeon. I loved him. Oh,
I'm going to Google him after the show. Remember Desperate
Times? Yeah, no. We've already gone way too long on Dabney.
We have.
Rest in peace. But rest in peace, Dabney Coleman. Gosh, we loved you. You were one of the world's greatest antagonists. I enjoyed hating you throughout the entire 80s because you
were
just...
You know, they always say the man you love to hate.
Exactly. Dastardly, I think, is a good way to describe him.
You can be hangdog about it, or you can embrace it.
You can lean into it, and that's what he did. All right, well, rest in peace, Dabney. That's an interesting name as well, Dabney.
Dabney.
Not a lot of Dabneys. I can't think of another one. I don't know a single other Dabney. All right, let's get on to your shout-outs, everybody. Roar! And we will
start on bookabug.com.
Where there is a shout-out for Tina.
Tina! The place where you live.
Now leave us a comment. I have no idea who's starting. Are you starting? Am I starting?
I'll start.
Okay.
Yeah, Tina has just been away for a while. She's okay. Yeah. She says, yay, I am all caught up and managed to binge watch Bridgerton. I was a little bit disappointed with that, maybe because I'm not that keen on the character Colin. But hey, it was entertaining enough. Mm-hmm. Until tomorrow, but will be Sunday or Monday before I get to listen to this one. Okay.
Well, probably Monday, because it's not going up until very late your time, Sunday.
That's right, and we're behind. Well, we're behind her.
We're all right. Oh, we're behind.
But she says, have a good weekend, mama. We love you, Tina. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks, Tina. Woohoo! Over here on Facebook, under episode 695 on the Facebook.
On the missive.
We have, no, on the episode, not on the missive. Missive, no, missive last, right?
You did that earlier. I did it now.
Okay. Listen to what I mean, not what I say.
Well, what I say,
All right. So, and here we have more shout-outs for Tina.
Tina,
stand in the place where you live, et cetera, et cetera. She says, hey, guys, I'm catching up 3 weeks behind, but I'm still here. Smiling, laughing, crying emoji. And she's done. Thumbs up. She says, I'm just going to... You know what? You should take the one about the personalized number plates.
I think I will, because we were talking about personalized license plates.
Yep.
And she says, P.S., thinking of personalized number plates.
Number plates. They call them
across the pond. I remember Bette. I so love this, Tina. I remember Bette having Driver 8. That was my REM. Which I thought was so cool. And I also had Fables. Back when they did Fables of the Reconstruction. Ah. That was an album.
Wow.
Which I thought was so cool. But please do tell what Elvis Costello one you had.
Yeah.
Well, the Elvis that I had would mean nothing to any fan. It was just my sister and I always called Elvis EVCT, Elvis Costello, EVCT.
Okay.
And so my license plate was UK, because I love England, UK EVCT.
Okay.
So there you go, Tina.
That's very obscure. Nobody would have caught
with
that.
Any of the great stuff he did, it was just from my mind. But then she goes on to say, they're very expensive here.
Yeah. And then she leaves us.
Leaves us a link. And it blows my mind. The less character, the more expensive it
is. Fewer characters there are, the more money.
And then she says, to bet. And I think she's saying, to bet.
No. If you click on the picture and look at it, if you bought a license plate that says to bet, it's £83,600. Now, that can't be per year, obviously, right? That's not per year.
I don't know. Maybe you get it in perpetuum. I don't know.
Maybe you get to keep that.
Ours renew every year in Virginia, and I won't pay $10 extra to have a license.
I mean, that's outrageous.
No, and I don't care anymore anyway. So,
but most of these are like nothing. You know, I went to the other link that she left, and there are links to just like gibberish. That costs, you know, like £4,000. Like, why would you even do that? I mean, I guess I don't know. Perhaps it's not gibberish to you.
But, right. Not gibberish.
Anyway. Very.
That really opened my eyes, Tina. I really appreciate
it. So only rich assholes have personalized plates.
That's right. The royal family.
Yeah. Just the assholes with tons of disposable cash.
How much does P. William cost?
Quilliam. All right, let's look at our missive, where we have more shout outs. I think you wanted to take Kelly with an IE, correct?
Yeah, I wanted to go first.
Go ahead.
Okay, and Kelly with an IE says...
Kelly with an IE!
Says, still in the middle of last episode, happy mid-May, imagination. And, you
That's
know...
That's your horse, for the Preakness. Today's the Preakness.
Right, the Preakness. We're talking horses. And I have to tell you, Kelly, with an IE, when I was emailing Stenny, because we couldn't find pictures of the horses online, and I finally found a site.
I refuse to root for a horse until I can see its picture
right,
first.
That when I was looking at the pictures, there was imagination, and I thought, oh my God, that horse has six legs. That horse is going to freaking win.
That horse is cheating.
Right. And then I realized it was a picture of two horses running in competition.
Yes, and you could only see it was the picture was taken from imagination.
I'm with you on imagination.
It's a pretty horse.
We'll see tonight if he has six legs.
Well, I hope he doesn't have six legs, because that clearly puts the rest of the entire competition in jeopardy, if you ask me. Our next shout out is for Saskita. I need you so. And Saskita says, "I'm busy but caught up. Keep going,
man, girl. With all you've got, that you've caught up on us.
I know,
Saskita. But I am humbled.
I am too. How do you have? Humbled. Where do you find a spare, 45 minutes in your week
to listen to us
yammer on about nothing? But we appreciate that you do." Just like we appreciate all y'all's.
Yeah.
And our final shout out this week is for Tina again, standing, et cetera.
And she says, your thoughts on Bridgerton.
I have no thoughts because I have not seen it yet.
I haven't watched it. It's a period piece, which kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I go back and forth on those.
Yeah, I do too.
It does have that wonderful girl, Nicola Coughlin, who was a dairy girl.
That's true. We love all our
dairy
girls.
Maybe I should give it a try.
I have not seen Bridgerton yet. I'm interested to, but I also have a difficulty with costume dramas, pieces.
But I do have to
tell you. It's because all the actors look uncomfortable because they don't have any pockets to put their hands in. I'm dead serious.
I will tell you a story about my new wonderful hairdresser.
Okay.
Because we talk a lot. She's got great taste in what she watches on TV.
Oh, cool.
And one of the first times I saw her, she said she had gone back to Bridgerton. She tried to watch it once and had wanted nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But her friend said, go past the first three episodes. If you get past the first three. And so she did. And she loved it. So, Tina... My hairdresser loved it.
There you go. And she has excellent taste, Bet says. So
she does. She could,
I do.
I let her cut my hair. She has to have great taste.
I'll add it to my queue. I'll add it to my queue and we'll see. I'll have to watch the first three episodes, apparently, before I know. Another one I tried to watch is Girls 5 Eva, and I didn't get past about 20 minutes.
Talk about a snap. I tried as well.
I didn't like Kim Kelly in it. I didn't like Miss Phillips. I did not like her character.
I kind of liked the idea, but I couldn't
even get through the first episode, which is a bad look, really, for me. I should be able to get through a half-hour show, but nope. So I discarded it, and instead, let's just continue here. This is actually a decent segue. Thank you all for your shout-outs.
Yes, we love you. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Neither of us have a movie this week, but we
no
both
movies, but we both have binge watches. I'm keeping my eye on the TV behind me. I think we got time to get through our binge
horses
watches.
Horses are walking in the grass right now.
I broke these up over the week. This show is on Netflix, and it's called Bodkin, and it stars Will Fort.
I love him.
I really like Will Fort also, actually. I haven't seen him in very much, but everything that I have seen him in, I very much enjoyed.
Oh, Nebraska, my God, how good.
Oh, yeah, Nebraska was great. Actually, did I see Nebraska? Yeah, I saw Nebraska. Nebraska was good.
Oh.
But everything I've seen him in, I've enjoyed him. Was he on Saturday Night Live? He used to be on
Saturday Night Live.
Never watched him on that.
Very little. He was more a writer than a performer, but yeah.
I felt a little bit like I was, I felt a bit like I was hoodwinked into watching it because it was described on Netflix as a comedy and Will Fort is in it. So I thought, well, this should be good. And I can't remember the names of anybody else who's in it. Sorry. And so I started watching it. It is decidedly not a comedy. However, I got hooked pretty quickly. It's only 7 episodes. They're each about 45 minutes to an hour. And it's a mystery thriller type thing. And it involves three people who are making a podcast. So Will Fort is the podcaster. He's got a research assistant whose name is Emmy. That's the character's name anyway. And then there's an investigative journalist who's come along with them as their consultant. And she's this sort of hard-boiled asshole. And, what's her name? Her name's Dove. Will Fort's character's name is Gilbert. And they go to this little town in Ireland. And this is a show where everybody has got a secret. Not just the people in this weird backwards Irish town, but also all of the podcasting people. They all have their own little secrets that they're trying to keep a lid on.
Now, is he an American?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he's American. Emmy, his research assistant, is English. And then everybody else who's in it is Irish. Dove is from Dublin, I think, but they're in this little town called Bodkin. It's intriguing. I will say, like a lot of these shows, I felt a little bit let down in the last episode. Like when a show, it's because the suspense builds so well over the first 6 episodes that it does reach a point where you're like, this is just never going to pay off in a satisfying way. But I also feel like I should watch the last episode again because I feel like maybe I missed some things. But I did really, really enjoy it, and I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. There were similarities here with Only Murders in the Building because it's people making a podcast.
When you said that, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, but not as funny. I mean, there's a few things that happen that are kind of humorous, but so there's a little bit of that. There's even a little bit of like Banshees of Inisherin because it's this weird backwards little Irish town where everybody kind of keeps to themselves and doesn't really want to talk to anybody, and they all have their own weird shit going on. There's a little bit of Ted Lasso as well with Will Fort's character being the American, it's not just that he's an American fish out of water in the UK, but it's also that he's relentlessly positive. But that relentless positivity is covering up something else in his psyche. Mm-hmm. And it's all very good. I enjoy, and I got very caught up in everybody's storylines. It's very character driven, and I very much enjoyed it. Bodkin on Netflix. Check it out.
I will.
Yeah. What have you got? What is your binge watch?
Well,
for
my
brief moment,
watch...
we were excited thinking maybe we had Bette and Stenny at the binge watch, but we don't.
But we don't. Because my binge watch came this morning after a little bump in my life, which we'll talk about later.
Sorry about your bump.
But it's a true binge watch. I started it about 9 o'clock this morning. Wow. And I could not leave it until it was gone. I was a little late going out for my tasks, but I had to.
Yeah.
And this is something that I have just seen on my Netflix feed, and I've read very, very few things about it. I knew nothing what it was about, and it is, people, if you've seen it, Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer, okay.
Baby Reindeer, and oh my Lord.
Yes?
Oh my Lord. Well, my all Lord. I knew about it was that it was on Netflix, and it's apparently a true story.
Okay.
Not based on a true story. It's a true story.
All right.
And it's about a guy, and I'm not going to say too much because I want you to come in to it as little as I did.
Okay. Good, good, good. I love it.
But it's about a guy in, he's from Scotland, but he comes to England. And he's a comedian, not a very good comedian.
Okay.
And his day job is working at a bar. A woman comes into the bar, and she's very heavy, and she's 20 years older than he is. Uh-huh. And she comes and sits at the bar, and she starts crying. And he says, what can I get you? And she says, I can't afford anything. I can't afford anything. And he says, well, how about like a tea? I can't afford a tea. So he buys her a tea.
Uh-huh.
And from that, she starts telling him about her life, that she's a lawyer in London, and she works for Tony Blair and David Cameron, and she has a flat in Pimlico and a flat in Soho. And at the end of it, this is all recounted by him. This is all told, you know, by him recounting. He says, why did I not realize that if she was that successful, she couldn't afford a glass of tea? You know? But it turns out he Googles her, finds out she's a stalker who has done time for stalking someone else, and she becomes his stalker. And in another way, he becomes her stalker. This is the wildest, weirdest ride you will tell. I could not quit watching it. It is so great.
Okay. I put it in my queue.
Baby and
Baby Reindeer.
And here's the thing that I found out. I wouldn't go anywhere to Google it until after I'd finished it.
Right.
But I found out that the person who played the guy, you know, who's getting stalked.
Yeah.
His name is Richard Gadd.
Uh-huh.
And he's the guy who wrote it.
Uh-huh.
And he's the guy who was stalked. It's him.
Oh.
This is his story. He's playing it.
Oh, wow.
This will blow your friggin' minds, people.
Blow my friggin' mind. All right. I'm ready to have my mind friggin' blown.
I mean, it is just unbelievable.
While you were talking, I added it to my queue. Baby Reindeer. All right, you guys.
Days.
Two good recommendations for you this week if you're looking for something to binge. They're both on Netflix, Bodkin and Baby Reindeer. Hello, we are back. We took a brief break to watch the Preakness, and guess what?
You won't guess it. I know.
Well, you might have watched the Preakness, and you probably already know that Bette has a tendency to root for the gray. And guess who won?
Who always comes in last.
Guess who won? Guess who won the fucking Preakness, you guys?
I fucking, for one time in my life, won the Preakness.
Bette won the Preakness, everybody. Seize the gray. My horse, Mugatu, came dead last. We swapped. We didn't really swap because it's not like my horse normally comes first. My horse doesn't normally come first. Normally, my horse is somewhere.
And you know, that was just after 2 weeks ago when I told all of my friends, if I go out to a horse race, give me no money. Well, I would have bet nothing because I had no money.
We should have let you bet. We should have placed a bet for
you. Victory in pride only.
That's right. That's all that matters. Well, congratulations anyway, Bette. I do. I feel like you won it yourself. It was exciting to watch. And I found myself rooting for Bette's horse the whole time because mine was way in the back. So there's no point in rooting for my horse. Well, he could have done a little Seattle Slough action, I suppose, and come running up at the end. But he was not. He did not. All right. So moving on with the show. I have a mom update.
Oh, mom.
So I went down to visit mom last week for Mother's Day. So, I can't remember I can't remember how much I've told you guys about my mom. I took her, she was supposed to move into an adult family home. She did not settle in well there. She is in a hospital now. She is still in the hospital in Everett. I think they have gotten her medications pretty well settled. However, she can't go back to the adult family home because she requires too much supervision. She needs basically a babysitter all the time. Aww. And so she's not really a good candidate for an adult family home. So we've pivoted now and we're looking at, you know, full-on memory care facilities instead for her, which is good. That's probably better. We probably should have been doing that to begin with.
True.
And the good news is, the social worker team at the hospital is taking lead on this. So they already know of a place. Actually, the place that they're recommending is in Marysville, which is, you know, the same town where the adult family home was, about an hour south of here. It's really, really nice. So I hope she gets in there. The only difficulty is that it's taking a really fucking long time. So
anything that has to do with social and medical.
Yeah, I know.
Take a seat and wait.
And they're impossible to get on the phone and stuff like that. I keep calling for updates. I get nothing. But anyway, so last Sunday I went down to visit mom. It was the first time I've seen her since I dropped her off at the adult family home. And the reason for that, because I know that makes me sound like an asshole, but the reason for that is my fear has been that if I show up there, that she'll think I'm there to take her home.
Well, exactly.
And that it might cause her to spiral all over again. So I've laid off seeing her for that reason. But I thought, you know, fuck it, it's Mother's Day. She's been there forever. She must be wondering what the hell is going on. So I went down and visited her. We had such a great visit. She was delighted to see me.
Oh, I'm so happy.
She was really happy to see me. She did not get angry when I left, which was my fear. My big fear was that she was going to really, like, go ballistic when I left and said, okay, well, I'm leaving and I'm not taking it with me. Bye. But she did not do that. She seemed very understanding about the whole thing. I brought her, poor mom. She's been there for like a month, over a month. She's had no change of clothes or anything. I mean, like, they got her in like dirty scrub pants and she's still wearing the same sweater she wore when she first got there. And it was fucking filthy. That sweater could have gotten up and walked around the hospital on its own, for God's sake. So I was really glad I'd brought her all these changes of clothes. She's got, you know, nice clean pajamas now and some nice new tops and a few pairs of pants and stuff. So she's good. It was really, really nice to see her. We had a really nice visit.
Let that bell ring. I don't care.
Jesus, it's loud. I got to figure out a way to make that quieter.
I am so glad that worked out.
I am too. You know, I got to tell you, one of the reasons I haven't gone to see her is because I've been so afraid it's going to suck. And it felt really good to see her, but it also felt really good.
As I've said about my parents, that's something I never had to worry about.
Right.
And when you tell me about what you're going through, it just breaks my heart. So I am so happy.
It's rough, but it was a good outcome. Yeah, we had a good visit, and she had a great day that day, too, because we called my sister, and then after I left, my brother called her, and then a little bit later in the day, her sister Margie gave her a call also, so she got to talk to everybody. The text I got from Aunt Margie that evening was, you know, she was overjoyed, because she's like, I called, I talked to your mom, she sounded great. She said we had one of the best visits we've ever had. You know, we sang, we laughed. You know, so she had a great day that day. I don't know if I have no idea if that's what she's like every day,
but that's all that matters.
So it's great. The only thing now is we just need to get her into that memory care facility. Yeah. I hope that it comes soon.
But people who care.
Yeah. And then I don't have to, you know, I'm very concerned about what kind of bill she's racking up at the hospital. She's on Medicare and Medicare does cover almost everything, but it's not going to be forever. So, I mean, I'm very fearful.
Oh, believe me.
So we'll see what happens. All right, what do you got for us?
Well, Pat? I have something called the low light of the week.
You guys remember low lights.
Which actually should be called low light of this week.
Ah.
And folks, this is a long story. I'll try to keep it as succinct as I can. This past Sunday, coming into my house, the pod, I walked up the steps and I was fine, I thought. And I got Milo, took him out for a pee, came back in, went to the two steps into my kitchen, and oh my God, my back was out.
Uh-oh.
All I can think of is I twisted it some way walking into the house.
Yeah.
And so I went about my stuff, you know, went to bed. Monday morning, woke up, and I was done. I mean, I could barely stand up.
Oh.
Lumbered around. I got dressed, went to the couch and sat down, trying to put my back on the arm of the chair, you know, which might be hard, so that's easy.
Yeah.
And then I finally called my sister and said, Pat, I can't be here right now. Maybe I will be in the afternoon. I don't know. And she said, it's okay. And you know, that kills me. That absolutely kills me. And she said, it's okay. Do your thing. And so I ended up not going to work at all on Monday.
Wow. You guys know that's a big deal.
That's a big deal for me.
That's a big deal. That never skips work.
Yeah. And so on Monday afternoon, I started doing the, exercises back in the day my back went out. Dr. Ass Massage taught me the stretches. And I did them and I did them. And so Tuesday I got up and I thought, I can get around. It hurts, but I can get around. So I went to work and I said, I'm okay. It hurts, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Then I went back out. I did more stretches and exercises.
Yes.
And Wednesday I came out and they said, how's your back? And I said, you would not believe it. I am fine right now.
You are cured.
I am right as rain.
Well, who knew? The exercise work.
And
what about
so
your 10 minutes?
I was a happy person.
That's good.
And then...
Hang on. I forgot. This is a low light. There's going to be more.
And then this morning came.
Oh, no.
And let me tell you a thing about this morning. I woke up, you know, on Saturday, sometimes I punch my alarm just to wake up early and not sleep too long. You know, so my alarm went off. I got up, took Milo out, came back, got in the recliner, put the footrest up as far as it goes, where you're kind of like, you know, laying by yourself.
Yeah.
And, before I did that, I had to, before it was all the way up, I had to get Milo,
pull Milo up
on my lap. And so we were fine. We were happy. We were watching that hack, Dr. Phil.
Oh.
And so I kind of drifted off to sleep. And when I woke up, my TV was not on. And then I looked out the window and then I looked at my clock. My clock was not on. And I thought, oh my God, my electricity is off.
Right.
Well, what the hell am I going to do with this? Do I just look at Milo or do I look out the window at cars, you know, or do I just fall back asleep again?
There you go. That's what I would have chosen.
And so, you know, I just laid there in that, you know, taking the quilt and refiguring it. And then all of a sudden I realized something that happens in the morning. I had to have a wee for myself.
Yes.
I really, really had to have a wee for myself.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, the thing of it is, when I take Milo down, back into the floor. The thing I do is take my footrest and very slowly move it down to where he knows he's going into the floor. But there's a point where it's down low enough that he takes his little front feet and walks into the floor and he's okay.
Yeah.
So I was really needing a wee. And so I did that, and I hit the button, the down button. And the down button. My recliner is electric.
Right. The down button doesn't work.
I was stuck in my chair.
Stuck
this
in
morning
your chair. Holy shit.
For a fucking fair thee.
Oh, no.
And all I could think of was, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
It needs a manual override.
Yeah. I need a wee. I need a wee. Milo. Okay, Milo. I just opened up the blankets and he went down in the floor.
Yeah.
But there I was. And I thought, what the hell am I going to do? And all the things that were running through my head were things like, well, I have a bottle of Resolve, which is like an upholstery cleaner.
Yeah.
If I have to just pee myself, at least I'll find a way to clean it up.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Well, here's what I did, folks. And this is what my life is like. This is a David Sedaris story waiting to happen. All I need to do was to inch my butt to the edge of where the footrest was, to where my body would be more heavy than the back.
Like a seesaw.
To the back of the chair.
Right.
And then it would tip over.
Tip over.
And then you would gracefully
somersault out of it.
There I went, rolling right into the floor.
All right.
And so there I was this morning in the floor.
Yes.
And what did I do? I just got up on my hands and knees.
crawled to the bathroom.
crawled to the couch.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where you grip things, you know.
Oh, okay,
sure. Cushions to grip on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm old. Uh-huh. I'm fat. I have bad knees. Uh-huh. And now I have a bad back.
Right.
So,
and you have to pee.
And I have to pee.
And it's dark.
And it was light. It was light.
Oh, okay. Because you got daylight.
The one pause. So there I am holding on to things. And I do have to tell you, it was hard, but it could have been so much worse. It took maybe about 10 minutes, 8 minutes for me to get to hold on to the cushions of my couch, get one foot in a foothold, another foot in the foothold, and pull myself up to get to the, you know, couch. And, you know, there... The thing
Where's your walking stick while all this is going on?
Oh, doesn't matter. It was right beside me.
All right.
But the thing of it was, there beside the connected to the couch was your Milo steps, and I was thinking maybe I could hit one foot on those steps and walk up those steps. Oh, forget
it. It's designed to hold smaller beings.
Right. But finally, I did. I got up. I lifted myself up. Finally sat on the couch and said, oh, thank God. Thank God. I'm not on the floor. And then it was easy to get up and go pee. And start my day, which was where I found my binge watch.
I mean, obviously the electricity came back on. What was the deal there?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I came back and I sat on the couch and I couldn't relax. I sat there with my back straight, two knees bent, feet flat on the floor for like 20 minutes. The electricity finally came back on at like
so
8:15 or so.
Okay.
And I knew I was okay. But now, you know, my cousin Terry, the wonderful Terry, when I bought this set of furniture, once told me about a story she had where she was in a bed that had all of those electrical things. And she got caught in one.
Yep.
And now
my bed is adjustable. I'm starting to
wonder, do I ever, you know, raise things again? I don't know.
You'll
but
be all right.
All I can say is it was the low light of my entire week. but I made it out. I made it out, people.
Congratulations. And just for making it out.
And the whole time I was thinking of this, I thought about the night that you got locked out of your apartment on the balcony.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You and I have the weirdest house things.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Nobody gets locked out of their apartment by their cat. We are us. We are us. By all means, we're us. We're us. Well, Nibbler, the first thing I would do if I were you is consult either, I don't know if a handbook came with your chair, or maybe call the company. I don't know if it's Lazy Boy or whatever. Find out if there's a manual override, because you got to be able to put that thing down if the power goes out. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm glad you lived to tell the tale.
Well, it's one of those things.
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger,
not
right?
Not a damn bit funny this morning.
Right.
But 2 weeks but already, later, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
It's only a few hours later, and it's already pretty amusing. So that's good. Let's do some U rules, shall we?
And
then we will get the heck out of here. Show's a little long this week, but that's all. We love that. That's okay. Okie dokie. I have 2 U rules this week. My first one is for Siskita. We need you so. Mwah. On Monday, I got a notification in my Finch app. You guys remember
I talked about Finch
last week. That was my app of the week, Finch, the self-care app on my phone. Got a notification in my Finch app on Monday, and it was from Siskita and her little birdie friend, whose name is Pi, and they became my very first friends on Finch. At this time, my only friends. And Siskita apparently has been using it a little bit longer than I have, because her little bird is a teenager, whereas Blueberry is still only a child. No, sorry, Blueberry is a toddler. Blueberry is not yet a child. You know, you have to have them.
And how do you know that they're a toddler?
Because the app tells you. The app says.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do they like little toddle with their little legs?
They have, you know, they just say cheep cheep. What does it say here? Evolve Blueberry to a child. So it's one of the quests. So you get a quest. You get quests to first Blueberry was a baby. And so the first quest was to evolve her into a toddler. And you do that by sending her on her little daily adventures. So when she gets to 20, she's on my Blueberry has now had 18 adventures. When she gets to 22. When she gets to 22, she will be a child. And then I guess the next one after that would be teenager. Pi is very glamorous. Siskita's bird, Pi.
Oh, I have to look at this.
I need to send you at least a screenshot of her bird. Yeah. Because her bird is so fancy. And she's got this lovely hat. This lovely, big, fancy hat. And she's wearing a vest with musical symbols all over it. Big purple vest with musical symbols all over it. She's got really cute little slippers on. And
the Siskita's friend.
The sunglasses are just outrageous. I'm going to send...
Oh, I gotta see this, yeah.
I'm going to send good vibes right now to Teen Pie. Hugs. Yeah, just a hug. Send hugs. There we go. I just sent you some hugs, Siskita and Pie. And I'm taking a picture there to send to Bet so that Bet can see what Pie looks like. And the good news, you guys, if you are thinking about... If anybody else, by the way, belongs to Finch, please friend me. Look, my name's Hydester. Let's see if you could find me. So anyway, Siskita rules, and Little Pie also rules. Thank you. Oh, what I was going to say is, if you are using the Finch app and you're nervous that, you know, I don't want to become friends with somebody because I don't want people to see what, you know, self-care goals I'm working on. You know, that's private.
Right.
Well, the good news is nobody sees any of that stuff. The only thing is you just get to see each other's little birds. That's all. You just get to see each other's little birds, and you can send good vibes back and forth. So that's my first U rule is for Siskita and Pie. Yay. And my second U rule is for Aston Villa Football Club, who finished the season in fourth place. And they're going to the Champions League next season. We are massive. I just want everybody to know that Aston Villa did really, really well this year. There's one more game. It's tomorrow, but they cannot finish any higher or lower than fourth. Fourth place is what they are in.
Hey, fourth is great in that league.
fourth is better than Tottenham Hotspur this year. I am ahead of, we are ahead of you guys. So that's my U rules. You know what I'm going to throw in? I'm going to throw in a U rule also for the German football team that I root for, which is Bayer Leverkusen. They not only won the league, they won the Bundesliga. Not only did they win the league, they're on a 50-match unbeaten run.
50 matches. Harry Kane.
In, yes, they did, twice.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Bayer Leverkusen did not lose a single game in any competition all season long, and they have two games left. One is the German Cup final. The other is the Europa League final against Atalanta. And
Atalanta?
It's an Italian team. Not Atlanta.
Just think of Atlanta. Atalanta.
Atalanta. They're
the
Italian.
Atalanta, sure, Braves.
Yeah, exactly. The Atalanta Falcons. So anyway, yeah, you rule to them also. But I bet who rules?
Well, who rules in my world? I have two as well. And the first, of course, is for Dr. Ass Massage. His name is James. For all you did for me in my life, for this week, the only way I got to that place before the chair this morning was doing your stretches. And now I'm doing them again because, you know, after falling out of the chair and rolling around, within like 6 hours, my back was killing me. And so I'm doing them right now as we speak. Been doing it through the whole podcast. And I know, really? I'm going to be okay because you're great, Dr. Asma.
You're just sitting over there exercising your back while
I
the podcast?
I am.
That's amazing.
Doing a few leg lifts. Doing, wow, a few leg lifts in the chair. And my second U-rule is to Todd, who is
good.
My online therapist.
Yes.
Who has always been so kind. And I really adore him. But he, we've been talking about self-care and the fact that I can't go out to, you know, see Dr. Javier anymore. And he's been trying to talk me through it. And he's been trying to talk me through my immobility and not being afraid to go out with a walker, which with the back I've done in my house. And it's been wonderful. And, but he's always been so kind and gentle. And, you know, when I say, well, you know, he gives me a worksheet to do. And I said, well, I was kind of a failure this week. And he said, oh, there's no failure here. You know, it's okay.
Right. You know,
but when we were talking in the last session Tuesday, he didn't get mean because he can't get mean, but he got kind of,
tough love.
Tough with me. And he told me it is time for you to go see Dr. Javier. Whatever your fears are, whatever you're scared of doing it, it's time. And folks, I have to tell you, he gave me, we go on Tuesdays. So I didn't do it all last week. And so Monday is the day before I go.
You got
to
do it.
That's the day I have to go.
You have to
make an appointment with Dr. Javier. And let me tell you, because I love you all, hold me to this. I have to go Monday and make an appointment with Dr. Javier to just clean myself and face my fears. And whatever happens, happens.
You can do it. You can do the thing.
But he is great.
If you had the Finch app, you would get a little text every once in a while throughout the day from your little birdie saying you can do it. And then you could use that. But you don't have to have Finch. I'm not going to make you do it. But it would be fun. It would just be fun for you to see the
Well,
the,
you
the
know, we used
birdie.
To have a little stuffed Peeps bunny that I gave to Casey. And that was our, you can do it.
You can
office.
Do it.
But we gave him to her when she left. So I don't have him anymore. So all I need a new, you can do it.
You do. You need one. Well, we'll find something for you. We will.
Yeah.
All right, gang. That's the end of our show this week.
Oh, it was long, but it was good.
It was long, but it was good. Well, and there was
I won.
Bet one. Well, you know, that made it worth the wait, frankly, because we had to wait like a half hour for the fucking race to start. The post time supposedly was at 3:50. The race didn't start until like 4:10.
I was very upset. Little Miss Sunshine. I won.
That's a great movie. You know what? I've been thinking lately that I ought to watch that again.
It's a gem.
It is a goddamn gem. All right, gang. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Hucklebug. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for just staying with us and listening.
Hell yeah. We'll be back next week with another episode, and until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
We love you. Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
Oh, there's the Palomino meat horse.
Yeah, that's the one. That's your grace.
Oh, is he? Oh.
That's the one he keeps eating the flowers off of. So you notice that horse, the Palomino now is missing two or three flowers because
I'm
sees
bald.
I think they're laced with cocaine. And
well, I hope so. He might win.